Right, our 10-minute speaker is a good friend of mine, Trace from San Diego.
Hi, my name is Trish, and I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. Oh, it's always a little nerve-wracking when you're doing these things. But Larry, wherever you are, asked me several months ago to come and speak for 10 minutes for you fine people, and I'm really was really honored to do that. So I would like to thank you again, Larry, because being able to stand up here and share a little bit of my experience, strength, and hope with you guys, you know, it's a little bit of my story, but I hope that something that I say can and will touch your heart, because I know that there, you know, I know that when I was out there in the very beginning and when I first walked through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous, I was, you know, I don't know what profanity rules are here, so, but I was scared beyond bleep, you know. But tonight, you know, I really am honored, especially with this time of year. We all go through a lot of the, you know, hustle and rush of the holidays, and it's, you know, and really important to remember what's really important. And I think one of the things that I can say about that is that my sobriety and this fellowship that I've been a part of for a little over 4 years now has been the most important thing in my life, because without that, I wouldn't have anything. And, you know, there are some miracles that walk through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous, and tonight a miracle walked through the door. And it was, you know, there's always unexpected blessings that we get and that we receive by being in this program. And they always come when you least expect it and when you most need it. So I'm just going to share a little bit tonight. I, you know, ask God for some guidance because I always get a little nervous when it comes, you know, I know that I'm in amongst family, and I know that all of you guys in this room, just like me, you know, we're not perfect and we all have defects of character. And, but you know, I've always had a little issues with anxiety. And so it's just part of my defect for me to get nervous. But, God also tells me that when I'm nervous, that's good, because then I'll grow. So I wanted to share a little bit about my experience and my strength and my hope in this program. My sobriety date is 7/22/07, and hey, and so I'm going to share a little bit about that. But I'm one of the things that I'd like to do, if I have the opportunity and the time, is I'd like to read a little bit from the big book, and then I'm going to reflect upon what I'm reading, because I was told long ago that each and every one of us are somewhere within this book. Somewhere within this book is your story or part of your story. And in this particular chapter, chapter 5, My Chance to Live, it really has a lot of my story. And so I thought I would share a little bit with that with you guys tonight, and some other variances for that. So, and I certainly hope that any newcomer that's in this room tonight, that you have a chance to give yourself a chance to know that you really can have a better life, and that you can have all of the things that you always wished for and dreamed for, because I'm a perfect example of that, because all the things that are in my life today are things that I didn't think that I would actually have. So, and it's all because of Alcoholics Anonymous that I have those things. So, like I said, it's chapter 5, and it's all about my chance to live. And I wanted to start off about with my experience. You know, I started at a very, very young age, being an alcoholic and others stuff, living in Ocean Beach, California, a pretty rough little town when I was a little girl. And, God, this is hard to, like, condense all this to 10 minutes. So it's really a lot harder than the 45-minute, because I remember the 45-minute, and that wasn't as tough. So, but I can tell you this, that, you know, from a very early age, after about 11, after something really major happened to me that was life-changing, at that point is when all of my self-esteem and my confidence was taken away. And I was left with a ball of fear and anxiety. And that's where that began in my life. And shortly after that is when I started dabbling in alcohol and other things to escape, basically, from the feelings that I was having. I never was one of those kind of people that was just okay with all these feelings. I always wear my heart on my sleeve, but when I was uncomfortable, I wanted to do a fight or flight response. I wanted to escape from those feelings. I didn't want to have to go through them, you know, or go through them alone. And that's how I felt. I felt alone. I felt scared and alone as a little girl. And so one of the things that I did was I used many masks. I had many different masks that I put on. And what I mean by that is I had a persona and I would only let you see who I wanted you to see. I would match and mirror who the people I was with at the time so that all of those defects and all of those things that I wanted to hide, all those fears and all that shame and anger and all of that, I didn't have to show it. And alcohol was a perfect place for that, to help me with that, because I had confidence. When you go on the dance floor and you don't have enough confidence and you get a couple belts in you, and next thing you know, you're John Travolta, you know, or whatever, Olivia Newton-John. I used alcohol and sex and my looks and other things to hide and to mask who I really was. And that took me to some really dangerous places. I never had a low bottom. I never lost my home. I never got a DUI. I never hit anyone. I can never begin to tell you the amount of times I did the drinking and driving on the way home. You know, it was just God that saw it, that those things didn't happen to me. Basically, this is how God wants it, so this is how it's going to go. So that was my experience. My strength in this program is that I learned how to stay within the pack. I realized, you know, back then I was always, you know, the bright light on me, and this program has taught me that it's safer to stay in the middle and not be one of those ones on the outside, not be one of those ones that the light is always on, to let the others surround me. And someone recently told me a really amazing story about a flock of geese. And when you see a flock of geese and they fly in this V pattern, right, there's a one geese that's at the front of that V pattern. And he's taken all the headwind, he's using up all the most of the energy when all the others just kind of get to sail behind him. And when he feels tired and he can't do anymore, he drops back and someone else steps in front and takes his place. And when one of the geese are sick and they fly down to the ground, another one of the geese flies down to the ground with them and stays with them until they either die or they're better. And that was a really, really powerful story for me, because that represents what this program is about, how we carry each other and how we help each other to achieve our goals. And we, you know, we support each other and we hold each other and help each other when we're hurting and when we're walking through death and cancer and unsurmountable things. The other part of my strength in this program is that I know that I don't ever have to walk through anything alone ever again. That all I have to do is pick up the phone, and that I can reach any one of my many thousands of families in Russia, strangers, wherever, and know that they'll help me get through something that I need help with. And then, like I said, it's tough to kind of condense all of this, but the one thing I want to say is that I've realized is that it wasn't the alcohol and the drugs that I had a problem with. It was I had a spiritual malady. And I didn't know anything about combining body, mind, and spirit, and that is what was broken in me. The triangle represents body, mind, and spirit, as well as service, recovery, and unity. Thank you. And I'm learning more. I'm just a baby in this program. I'm just doing my best to do what I'm told and to continue doing that and to listen to those that have a lot more sobriety and time than me. And, you know, maybe one day God will trust me enough to help somebody through that path myself. And then the hope you know, for me is basically to help others, you know, to spread the message and, you know, to have faith and turn over everything in my daily living over to a higher power. My higher power I call God, and that's something that for me very recently, been in this program for 4 years and I've trudged a little bit. First 6 months were really rough, but I can honestly tell you people in this room tonight, for the very first time in my life for the last 2 months, I have never been so absolutely happy within my heart. And I have a 2.5-year-old who was gifted to me by God because of my sobriety. And God works through him every day. And, you know, the experience, strength, and hope, and the support and the love that we get in this program allows us to walk through 24 hours each and every day sober, because that's all we have is just today. We don't have anything more than that. And as long as I keep on doing that, hopefully, you know, I'll get another 24 hours tomorrow. So I want to thank you all very much for being here tonight. And I wish each and every one of you and all of your families blessings and love and safety and guidance and whatever it is that you may be needing to receive. May you receive it right in this moment. And may you know that you are loved and that you are cared for and that you never have to be alone ever again. Thank you.